Why is it that one who is deaf or mute is potter from Re'iyah, but he's chayv in all other mitzvahs, and the mitzvah of Simcha included? Such a person is chayv in all mitzvahs, which is why he's also chayv in Simcha. The reason he's potter from Re'iyah, that's the question. That's because of Gzeira Shava from Re'iyah to Hakel, that teaches that one who is chayv in Hakel would be chayv in Re'iyah. Regarding Hakel, we're taught from a pasuk that says, Laman Yishma'u Laman Yilmadu. That one who can't hear is potter. Laman Yishma'u means he can't hear, and the one who can't speak, we also learn is potter because Laman Yilmadu means he can't speak, because if one can't speak, he can't learn. So therefore, we learn that he's potter by Hakel, and therefore we learn he's potter by Re'iyah also. For Ektimod, you mean to say that someone who's mute can't learn? We find the story where there's two mute people who always sat in front of Rebbe when he said Shir, and they were healed through Rebbe's tefillos, and we found that they knew all of Halacha and Sifra and Sifri and all of Shas. So my sister said the pasuk should be read different, as if it says Leman Yilamedu, that they can't teach, and someone who can't speak can't teach, and therefore he's potter from Hakel, and once he's potter from Hakel, through Gzeir Shav, he's potter from Re'iyah as well. Rav Ashi said, without the story of the two mute people, we would still know that the pasuk should be read as Laman Yilamedu, because if it's read as Laman Yilmadu, which means that one who can't learn is potter, we would be able to learn that one who can't hear is potter from those words as well, since he's potter based on the fact that he can't learn. What would be the need for the words Laman Yilmadu? It must be that we are to understand the words as if it's read Laman Yilamedu. Rav Tanchum said, a person who is deaf in one ear is potter from Re'iyah based on the pasuk regarding Hakel that says Be'oznehem, ears in the plural. In fact, that word is needed to teach it. All Yidden have to come here, the king reads from the Torah. But I said we can learn that from Neged Kol Yisrael. In fact, if we only learn from Neged Kol Yisrael, we may think that the Yidden don't have to hear what's said, so because Ne'em is needed to teach you that they have to actually hear. But I said we learn that they all have to hear what's said from the words of Laman Yishmu. A Talmud said if a person is lame in one foot, he's parted from Re'iyah because the Pasuk says Regalim, which we dashen to be referring to feet. In fact, we need the Regalim to teach that one with a wooden leg is potter, not one with a lame leg. But I said we would learn that a person with a wooden leg is potter from the Pasuk that says Pe'omim, which we find also refers to feet. Rav dash in the pasuk as follows: Ma yofu pe'amayich ma ne'olim bas nadiv. How beautiful are the footsteps of the Yidden when they go to be on the regular bas nadiv. Means refers to the daughter of Avraham Avinu, who is referred to as Nadiv. Rav Kahana said that Rav Nosson Bar Menuhin, the name of Rav Tanchum Darshan, when the brothers threw Yosef in the pit, the pasuk says Va'barek ein by mayim. This means to say there was no water there, but there were snakes and scorpions there. Zoktimar Abraisa said Rav Yechman Breaking Rav Elazar Chisma went to visit Rabbi Yeshua. He asked them to tell him something that was new, something new that was said in Beis Medrash. At first they refused. They then said it was Rav Elazar Ben Azariah's turn to Darshan, and he Darshan as follows: The pasuk regarding Hakel says that men, women, and children all have to come to Hakel. The men go to learn, the women go to listen. Why do the children go? So Rav Elazar explained it gives reward to the people who bring them. Rabbi Yeshua told them, you had a diamond in your hand, you try to keep it. Me. The Brisa continues with another Joshua of Elazar. The pasuk says, "As Hashem Amarta Hayoyim." The pasuk also says, "Vashem Hemircha Hayoyim." This is it's as if Hashem is saying to the Eden, "You have made me unique in the world by saying Shema Yisrael Hashem Lekem Hashem Echad, and I will therefore make you unique in the world." As the pasuk says, "Umi Kam Chayisol Goy Echad Ba'aretz." He continued dashing as follows. The pasuk compares Xerus Hachamim to animal prods and the nails that are planted. They're compared to animal prods because just like animal prods keep the animals straight as a plow, producing neat rows of food that bring life to the world, so too the Gzeiros HaChacham keep one from straying from the path of life to the path of death. We would think that just as an animal prod is movable, so too the words of the Torah, meaning they're not eternal, they can be moved. The Pasuk therefore says that they are like nails that are permanently inserted. One would think that the words of the Torah are stationary and don't grow. The Pasuk therefore says they are like nails that are planted and they do grow. The Pasuk refers to the people of the gatherings. He dashed that this refers to Talmidei HaChacham who sit in groups and learn Torah. A person may say that there are so many manners of halacha that are subject to machlekes, how can we ever know which way to follow? The pasuk therefore teaches that all of the Torah comes from one shepherd, from Hashem, and was given through one leader, through Moshe Rabbeinu. Therefore, one should listen to all the sides of machlekes and decide which side makes more sense to him. After hearing, and they should follow that way. After hearing all these drashas, Rabbi Yeshua said, any generation that has Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is not considered to be lacking in Torah leadership. Why did they initially refuse to tell Rabbi Yeshua what was said? They're afraid to do so because of a story that once happened to Rabbi Yossi ben Damascus, who said over a teaching to Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Eliezer was upset that Rabbi Yossi was giving credit to the people of the Beis Medrash for having come up with that novel halacha, when in fact it was something that was stated by the Anshei Knesset HaGdola. Because of that, Rabbi Eliezer cursed Rabbi Yossi with blindness. After he calmed down, Rabbi Eliezer davened, and Rabbi Yossi's eyesight was restored. But based on the story, the Talmidim were afraid to say over anything novel that was said in the Beis Medrash to Rabbi Yeshua. A Braisa says a Shoita is one who goes out alone at night, who spends the night in the cemetery, and who rips his clothing for no reason. Rav Huna said to be classified as a Shoita, you have to do all those things. Rav Yechon said even doing one of those things is enough to get this classification. In fact, if a person did these things in an insane manner, then doing so, even one of them should be enough to get this classification of a Shoita. If they were not done in an insane manner, then even doing all of them should not classify him as a Shoita. Mar explains the cases where he did it in an insane manner. However, doing each one individually may have a rational reason for his doing so. Maybe sleeping in a cemetery, maybe because he was trying to get the evil spirits to help him with magic, walking alone at night, maybe he was trying to get fresh air, he wasn't feeling well, ripping clothing while maybe he was deep in thought. However, when he does all three, it shows that he's clearly a shoiter. A papa said, had Rav Huna heard the braisa that says that one is classified as a shoiter for losing things that are given to him, he would have agreed that even doing one thing classifies one as a shaita. Vechmar, would Rav Huna have agreed only regarding the characteristic of him ripping his clothing, which is similar to losing items that are given to him, or would he have agreed with regarding any one of the three items is enough to classify him as a shaita? Zachti Gemara, teiku bleibt a shaila.